The real reason is to announce the end of an era. And some of you might think in time it's a short era, but it's actually been a very tall era in every other respect. And that's to indicate that Stephen is leaving today. I actually feel this is a grievous loss myself, and I'd like to take this opportunity with those of you who worked with him to thank him for what I think has been a terrific job he's done for me in particular, but for the government generally. I hope you've all found his activities to be useful over the last year or so that he's been with us. I think he's done a great job. He's taking up an important new position, and one that, particularly given his rather tender age, obviously is a tremendously important career step for him. And it's going to be a bit of a worry having somebody who knows more about what's going on in government than the ministers do, located in one media outlet, but at least he'll be in competition with the rest of you. So I certainly want to thank Stephen publicly for the support he's given me. I value him as a friend as well as somebody who's done a terrific job for us. I hope that you've all found him very helpful, and I want to wish him well in his future career. Thank you. Any questions? Well, we have put aside a contingency amount to buy up every copy of the Herald Sun. Some people think that's just to get every copy of the prospectus for the TAB float, but it's actually designed to prevent the leaking of the information.
Will you be searching his car before he leaves?
Absolutely not. I don't believe it's possible to identify his car. I'm told his desk is invisible even now, and that he's not going to be paid out until his room is cleaned up. I'm thinking of having the person responsible take charge of my three teenage sons if they can accomplish this with Stephen. He will certainly not be replaced, but I'm sure there will be somebody who, in the fullness of time, will aspire to work almost as effectively as Stephen has worked. He could never be replaced.